Now get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes.
You're listening to Because I Said So, and a portion of this show is dedicated to you breastfeeding moms out there. Also, we're going to share some really cool parenting apps. That, you know, there's an app out there for everything that'll help you parent those young children of yours. Yes, you are listening to Because I Said So. And today on the show, we're going to talk about something that maybe you've already heard a lot of people talk about, but is the cover of an early May Time magazine with a mom breastfeeding a nearly four-year-old son. And the image is a little shocking.
What did you think
of it, Kathy?
You know, I thought they obviously were trying to gain some attention, which they obviously did. Yeah.
What about you, Jackie?
I think they did breastfeeding a huge disservice. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, nobody breastfeeds their kid when he's standing on a stool, fully dressed, getting ready to go to school. I mean, that's not how this...
I don't know about nobody, but apparently, some people do it longer than others.
Well, and it's not even the duration. It was that image, and it was meant to shock, and it wasn't even meant to invoke discussion. It was just meant to be shocking. And
you're right, because he's standing on a seat to reach her breast.
Right, and you said he was almost four?
Yeah,
because he looks 7.
Yeah, because he's standing on a chair.
Oh, that's probably true.
It's not like she's sitting on a chair or a couch and holding him in her arms, because mm-hmm. she doesn't have to, because he's nearly 4 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they wanted to have a real discussion about breastfeeding, you could have picked any number of other images. But so why pick that one?
Well, I find it interesting. We sitting around here talking about the image, and I have to agree with you, Jackie. I mean, it's not a good picture. To me, it set breastfeeding back, and none of us read the article. Am I right?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
I looked at the picture.
So I know how I felt when I looked at the picture. I couldn't get past the picture. It really, to me, it did a disservice to whatever message they were trying to put out there.
And
I don't know what they were trying
to
say.
Which helps power the movement for moms to... Okay, his book, Dr. Bill Sears, the anniversary of his book, which helped power the movement for moms to establish deeper and more prolonged physical bonds with their children.
All right, and yet here we are talking about it, so maybe it did what it was supposed to do. I don't know. But, you know, breastfeed your kids as long as you want, but don't stand them on a stool and put them on the cover of Time magazine to do it.
No.
You know?
Did everybody hear breastfeed?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And how long, Jackie? How long did you breastfeed for?
That is a good question. I think a year for both of them. I think it was just about a year for both of them.
Yeah, that's good. That's what my sister-in-law did.
Yeah. How about you, Jenny?
3 months for each. So because I was going back to work, and I guess I just wasn't committed to pumping at work.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. I did 9 months with my first, and then I had a lot of difficulty with my daughter and was lucky to get... 2 months in. And that was really difficult, I have to say, when you have it in your mind that this is what you want to do. And mm-hmm. it was such a wonderful experience with the first child that I think I went through a little mini depression with that, mm-hmm. you know? So it's not as easy and natural as they make it out to be. For some, it's very hard.
No, in fact, I would argue that my body evolved beyond the breastfeeding capability. It was... so hard. I was determined to do it because I guess I fell prey to the, brainwashing, maybe is a little strong of a word, of, when you get pregnant and you start, listening to everybody who has opinions and breastfeeding is the only way, you're a terrible mother if you don't breastfeed.
But wait a minute.
Sort of the message.
When our moms had babies, it wasn't really accepted.
Well, exactly. I'm the youngest of four kids. My brother is 6'8". Me and my two sisters are all almost 6 feet tall, and we were all bottle fed, and it didn't seem to stunt our growth. Or
no,
some could argue
it
might have, mentally hinged us.
You were kind of frowned upon, I think, if you chose to breastfeed.
Yeah, it was a bunch different time, and I don't know. Now that my son's 15 and my daughter's 12, I don't know how different it is today, literally, than it was when I was giving birth, but it was definitely encouraged, and I did feel like it was my motherly duty to try it at least. Mm-hmm. And my sister, had had children before me and was not successful. And so I was determined to be the child in my family who was able to do it. And I literally felt like it was my climbing Mount Everest. It was a challenge. It was painful. It hurt. When my my mother came right after my son was born, I used to have her dig her fingernails into my back in order for me to latch my son on, because it had become so sore at that point that it was literally that painful to breastfeed.
Oh, wow.
But I powered through, and we got through it, and I breastfed both of my kids for about 10 weeks. And I feel like I am an Olympic gold medal athlete. Yes, thank you very much.
And see, you know what? My kids were so easy, which is, I'm sure, why I did it so long. But I loved it. I mean, I loved every minute of it. So, yeah,
did you stop when you stopped?
Well, you know, I was pregnant with Andy by then, and then it was just like, you know, another baby come along. I would like to have a little break.
Yeah.
Before we keep doing this. But I probably wouldn't have gone much past that anyways. I mean, they were starting to eat actual food. And
I loved, speaking of eating food, eating food while I was feeding my son, because I ate like a champ when I breastfed.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's what I say to people who I know are going to, like, yeah, if you can breastfeed, do it, because you'll lose your baby weight pretty fast. And you can still eat whatever you want.
There were so many benefits to it. And I did. I loved it, too, with my son. But, Kathy, I so relate to what you're saying. And I still kind of carry that around with me. It was one of the hardest things for me to give it up, because it was so painful. And I tried everything. And I don't think, you know, it's hard for people who had it so easy to understand how painful and difficult it is. It was one of the worst pains I'd ever felt.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the whole birthing experience, almost like parenting. I mean, I think everyone's experience is so different. It's hard to say, well, this is what it's going to be like for you, because you have no idea what it's going to be like. And with my second one, I realized that pain came with the deal. So, you know, once your brain accepts that fact, then now, that being said, it was not nearly as painful. I think I understood the importance of the Lanacil cream, whatever it was.
The thick technology.
I was much smarter, as I think, you know, you are with your second child anyway. You realize that this is all part of how it goes. But with my second one, almost right away, I did get mastitis. Which is a blockage of your milk duct and becomes incredibly painful. And I remember waking up like a week and a half after giving birth and thinking I was dying. I mean, I was exhausted. I hurt everywhere. It was like I had the flu. I took a bath and I couldn't get out of the bathtub. I was just really bad. And thankful to Jackie's husband who wrote me a prescription, I was much better. But they do... excuse me, tell you
I
to
remember that.
And the last thing you want to do after giving birth is go back to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like, my husband looked at me like, you're going. I'm like, no, I can't go back to the doctor. I just didn't want to be poked or prodded or touched or anything, but thank God I did.
Yeah, and clearly, I mean, there are benefits to breastfeeding. I mean, you know, millions of generations of mothers have breastfed their children. But why do we, again, judge each other on who's breastfeeding whom and for how long and what time and whether you're sitting at Target or, you know, I mean.
We'll share a story about that, too. We're going to take a quick break, but there is a mom who, she kind of formed a movement, and then it ended up with a whole bunch of breastfeeding moms breastfeeding their babies in Targets across the United States. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Garrison Keillor with the Prairie Hump Companion. You know, on May 29th, 1987, Delmarva Public Radio went on the air, bringing news and information to feed your mind and classical music to feed your soul. Delmarva Public Radio, celebrating 25 years on the air, thanks to your generous support. Happy anniversary, Delmarva Public Radio. Do 25 more.
Welcome back to Because I Said So. We're talking about breastfeeding, and we kind of ended the last segment about a story that happened out of Houston. A mom was in a Target store, and she was, you know, discreetly breastfeeding her child, and then she says she was bullied and asked by several Target employees to move to a more secluded area, like the fitting room or the bathroom. It's interesting how she responded, because listen to this. I definitely am not going to nurse my baby in a bathroom, she says. Would you want to eat your lunch in a bathroom, sitting on a toilet in your mom's lap? No, it's not about me. It's not about Target. It's about that. It's about women everywhere, all over the world, that this is having an effect upon, you know, on a daily basis. So she definitely came through, went to Facebook, reached out to all her Facebook friends, and there was a nurse in several Target stores across the United States, different states, because That's she funny. Felt that strongly against it. And, you know, it's funny because my sister-in-law breastfeeds her daughter right now, and she bought her a hat. She's very pro-breastfeeding. That looks like a boob, with a nipple on it.
I've seen that. It's like a knitted thing.
And she's like, yes. She's like, I'll wear this on her head when I breastfeed her in public. People can stare.
There will be no doubt.
I have not seen that. That is funny.
But, and you know, I'm a couple years removed from it now, but I really did appreciate, and kudos to the businesses that had a place for women to breastfeed when they needed to. I mean, it was like you always look for someplace with a changing table, even though you never really wanted to use it. But a lot of businesses do put a breastfeeding area in, and good for them.
Yeah,
I mean, good for them.
And there are so many ways, you know, to conceal. I mean, I've seen women using the products that just kind of Velcro around, and you can't see at all. So they're very discreet. Most women, come on, they're very discreet about it. If they're comfortable and they're not showing anything, I really don't see what the big deal is.
And I do remember, you know, when your milk is certainly first coming in, or, you know, there might not be time to get anywhere else. I mean, I'm not sure men fully appreciate the urgency with which one has to breastfeed at certain periods of time. I mean, when your milk is in and it's ready to pop, you're popping. So I think it's within everyone's best interest to try to find a place. Now, you know, that being said, I'm a more modest person, so I'm not going to be, you know, well, I'm certainly not going to be breastfeeding, period, anymore. But I was not one to just, you know, whip it out in public and not care who was looking. But I think, you know, I think there's compromises here that reasonable people can all work on.
But you're right. If you are breastfeeding exclusively, you still have to go to the grocery store. You still have to go.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You have to go.
You can't.
And you got
to
time it out. I mean,
right.
I remember being in that grocery store and thinking, uh-oh. I've got 10 minutes to get home, and I look down and I'm like, nope, I got about 2.5.
Yes, but then the baby in aisle 3
starts crying
and it's all over.
It's all over.
It's
so embarrassing. And, you know, for you nursing mothers out there, God bless you. We know what you've been through. We've been there.
And two, you say you have to go to the grocery store. I was at the Salisbury Zoo, and I had Stephen, who was older, and we were at the zoo, and Nicholas, his brother, was an infant, and he needed fed. So I sat down on a bench at the Salisbury Zoo. Stephen takes off.
Yes.
But I'm undone feeding him. So I can't just whip the baby up, bend the boob, and go chase after my 3-year-old son. So a man saw him run from me. He's like, is he yours?
Aww.
And I'm like, running, you know, I'm trying to hide myself. I'm like, yes, yes, he needs to come back here. You know, the situations like that, what are you going to do?
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
And in all honesty, too, you know, with, you know, trying to conceal, it's a boob.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody's seen it. It's a, honestly, you know, mm-hmm. It's not like it's something they haven't seen.
But it's
seen
not airbrushed.
Before. No.
So that's the difference. I mean, you know, it's a little more frightening than the one. Yes.
But I have, you know, you go over to people's houses and you're sitting there on the living room couch having a conversation. The next thing you know, there's a boob staring at you. And it is a little, you know, it takes some getting used to. As a mature woman.
Well, and it depends. Because if the mom who's breastfeeding doesn't have a qualm about, I mean, doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. Some
like my sister-in-law, Jessie, she doesn't care. She will just kind of pull it out. It's the other people who feel uncomfortable.
Right.
You know.
That reminds me of a great story, though, Kathy, I think I was pregnant. And my husband and I went to go see a friend who had a baby. And he was probably, you know, 2 or 3 months old at the time. And we walk in and she's sitting on the couch nursing. And, you know, because my husband hadn't been around it, he literally didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to look. He was looking at the dog, looking all around. And, you know, it can be uncomfortable, sure. Yeah. But she was very discreet. It was all good. It was a good learning experience for him.
I think it freaks kids out. I definitely think, you know.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if it freaks them out or they're just really intrigued and interested. Like, what's going on there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Like, pss, 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 you know.
And then you tell them, mommy did that with you when you
were
a baby.
And then that really freaks them out. I can guarantee you, if there's any way to freak my son out, it's to talk about how I breastfed him. Use it up my sleeve.
Well, I think, you know, kudos to, like you said, Jackie, the businesses who, because they might have employees that need to go and pump while they're working. Mm-hmm. Moms may go back to work, but not stop breastfeeding.
Oh, I have a great pump story.
Really?
Share. All right. So 6 weeks after my son was born, I had kidney stones. Terrible, terrible, on the floor, like, call the emergency room, kidney stones. And I will say that since I had labor and kidney stones almost back to back, I can tell you that the kidney stones are worse.
Really?
Wow. Yes, absolutely. But anyways.
Interesting. Ooh.
So I'm in the emergency room. They keep me over the night, and I am pumped up on so much morphine. Like, they just can't even take away the pain. So I don't even know what they gave me, but it was a lot. So somewhere in the middle of the night, I get the idea that I need to pump breast milk. Well, mm-hmm. I'm completely, like, not lucid at all, but somehow I manage to get the pump and plug it in and hook it up. And so I wake up the next morning and there's like four bottles of breast milk sitting beside my bed, which I must have done in the middle of the night, not really remembering it. And this nurse comes in and she's like, oh, when did you do that? And she proceeds to like dump them down the sink.
Liquid gold. Are you kidding me?
And I'm, you know, like panicked. And she's like, well, you had so much morphine. You can't give this to your kids. And I'm watching horrified.
Because you know how much effort
it took in the middle of the night, and it's all going down the drain.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing, too. I think, you know, if a mom wants to go out and have a couple drinks, you know, some people say you should really pump it and dump it and not give it to your baby.
I disagree. Yeah.
I had to, and I had to stop breastfeeding my son at about 10 weeks when we had guests coming. It was like our first guest. Well, I don't know if it was our first guest, but some out-of-town guests were coming to see him. And so I'm like in my bathroom curling my hair for the first time in 10 weeks, probably, you know, showered, you know, getting ready. And I'm curling my hair and I drop the curling iron and it grazes down over my eyeball. So it like burns my cornea.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
And it's, you know how a burn, like at first it's like, oh, what is that? And then it starts to hurt and then it really hurts. And then it's like really, really hurting. So our guests were due any minute. We lived in D.C. on Capitol Hill, and my husband says to me, well, you know, I'll hold the baby. We'll keep the baby here. I'll wait for the guests. I'm going to put you in a cab, and you're going to the emergency room. So that's what I did. I, with one eye closed, went to the emergency room, and the choice was to go on a painkiller or, you know, keep breastfeeding. And so I went on the painkiller. And that was the end of my breastfeeding for my son. So
I would probably do the same, Kathy. Yeah. There's no reason to feel bad about that. Yeah. Not at all. I thought you were going to say you dropped the curling iron on your baby.
That's what I thought you were going to say, too.
On the baby, yeah.
So it didn't damage your eye?
No.
Obviously.
Well, no, it just hurt. Okay. What was frustrating is they give you this drop in the emergency room that takes all the pain away. It's this numbing drop. And I was like, oh, thank God. You know, like, okay, where's my drop when it's time to go? They're like, oh, no, you can't have that. Because then we won't know if the eye is healing or not. All we can give you is a painkiller for it. And how unfair is that?
We have the technology.
We have whatever to make you feel better, but you can't have that.
No, not at all.
That was sad.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some cool apps out there. I think we're kind of done talking about breastfeeding, right, guys? I
mean, we could probably talk about it all day.
We could, but we do want to share some cool apps for moms out there that are going to help you parent. We'll be right back.
Hey kids, Public Radio finally has radio for us.
Kids Public Radio.
Just go to kidspublicradio.org.
We'd like to thank WSDL and WSCL
for caring about kids.
For more information, visit our website, publicradiodelmarva.net, and click on the Classical Kids page link.
So we kind of moved from breastfeeding to parenting apps. And speaking of breastfeeding, there is an actual breastfeeding app out there for moms.
There's a bunch of them. Yeah, I just looked them up because I'm a little, like I said, a little removed from breastfeeding. But there's a bunch. The iBaby Feed Timer, which can remind you which breast to start with each time.
Very helpful.
Yeah. We've supposed to put a sticker on or put a pin on or something. I can't remember what they used to say.
I didn't do that.
But now there's an app.
I used to forget and then just kind of
So be sure that you have your phone with you when when you're nursing.
Exactly.
That way you don't end up lopsided at the end, in case you're wondering.
You can time your feedings and then keep track the average feed time and need to have those numbers.
Wow.
But yes,
who's got
Brave New World?
Goodness.
Brave New World.
Yeah.
We did reach out on Facebook and asked other moms, you know, what apps they use. And we have someone who wrote in about an app called Growth for the Kids. She says it helps me track their weight, height, head circumference from doctor's visits and helps when I need to know medicine dosage, which is, because if they weigh a certain amount or clothing size, et cetera, she can keep track of it. Another mom wrote in about an app. It's called Sugar Sync, and it takes all the photos from her phone and syncs them to her computer, which saves a lot of time. We all take tons of pictures now of our kids with our phones. That helps as well. Those were two of the apps that some of the moms wrote in about.
All the Apple products will do that automatically. Not to plug Apple, but if I take pictures on my phone, they show up on my computer.
Yes, they do. Isn't that wonderful?
An interesting one I found online, though. It's called Baby Phone. It's a baby monitor right on your phone. And the baby phone will call a preset phone number to notify you that your baby is awake. Set the sensitivity feature higher, and it will notify you even if he moves. So if he spits out his pest, there was a review.
Wow.
This is amazing. Works like a pro. I use this every day. No matter where he falls asleep, our four-month-old can call me when he wakes up. I have the sensitivity turned up.
I don't understand. He has his own phone? What does he have on his end?
What's a data plan on that?
If he even spits out his passy, the house phone rings.
What? How? I don't get it.
I don't know. I'd have to look
more. Okay, so you would take your phone.
Yeah.
And I guess you would put it with the baby.
Oh, and they would call the house phone?
And they would call the house phone.
Well, how's that going to help if I'm, I don't know, running errands? Okay. Wow. Okay.
No, it's not meant for that,
okay.
Kath.
All right.
I like that, though. I mean, of course there is one of those. Because,
that makes sense.
You know.
The phone does everything.
Right.
If only the phone could feed them, then, you know, that's a whole different app.
That would be good, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Speaking of food, I think I've mentioned, have I mentioned the Fooducate app
you have?
Before? That's my favorite app.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's something that you use regularly
with your
kids.
Something that I use every day.
Explain briefly what it is.
Okay, you scan barcodes when you're in the supermarket, and it'll give you a grade for the food that you're scanning. So we can scan cereal and see if it's rated A, B, C. And if it's a C, D food, then you can hit the alternatives, and it'll give you a healthier food in that same category. And it's great because then the phone's a bad guy. The kids scan. The phone says no. We get something else.
I like that. Yeah. Now, your kids are here in the studio today in the other room, and
they
noticed that they were having Happy Meals. So what does Fooducate say about Happy Meals?
I'm sure that Fooducate has nothing good to say. Happy Meals.
Did you get the apple slices or the...
Happy Meals come with both now.
It's a smaller portion of fries and apple slices.
Oh, you can tell it's been a while since I've had Happy
Meals.
It
doesn't make you feel any better, but on days that I'm here and running in a million places.
Having to say, we went to Jackie's house for a photo shoot, and I would have to say whatever she was cooking that day was pretty healthy looking. So it's okay.
I wasn't throwing her under the bus.
No,
I was just curious.
Happy Meal.
I was curious about the app and the Happy Meal.
Because I bet you half of my cart would probably be D's and E's.
I'm quite sure mine would too.
You know, So Jackie shared the Fooducate one with us before, and so it is now definitely used with my family. We really like it, but I have a hard time finding ones that are above
A's.
A C+. Mm. No, I have a hard time finding A's and B's. Yes, I guess the food choices that we've been making haven't been the best, but find a C+, I feel good.
You shop the perimeter of a grocery store. You don't go down the aisles. That's where all the grains and you shop the perimeter, the produce.
Yeah, and I thought we were pretty good. I thought our choices were pretty good, but not according to Fooducate.
I think there was another app that somebody wrote in that was, is there a selling?
This is actually a Facebook page for here on Delmarva. It's called Secondhand Sweetness. And you can take pictures of your children's toys that you want to get rid of, their clothes, post them up on Secondhand Sweetness Facebook, and you can sell it to people just instantly. The girl who shared it with me said the stuff doesn't stay up long. Like, it is sold within minutes.
So like a permanent yard sale.
Right.
It is. I think that's a great idea.
And you don't have to get up at 6 a.m.
No.
Yeah.
And it's
my
a Delmarva. It's all on Delmarva. So it's basically, too, I said, well, you have to pay for shipping. No, you just figure out where the person is and say, hey, let's meet in Millsboro and I'll drop off my toys to you.
Is it mostly children's things? Do
you
know?
It's all children's things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But be careful, you know.
All right, so I
Craigslist things happen.
Yeah, you be careful. I found a Tooth Fairy app since I shared my, well, either I shared it last week or you're going to hear it next week. I'm not sure what order we're doing this in, but my Tooth Fairy, I forgot that my son lost it. But there's a Tooth Fairy app, so you can take a picture of your child sleeping and then superimpose Photoshop, i.e. a Tooth Fairy hovering above your child
to
prove that the Tooth Fairy was there. Yes.
That is so cool.
It's very cute. And I was worried because they were showing only white Tooth Fairies, but there is an African-American Tooth Fairy, so I feel a little bit better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Diversity of the Tooth
Fairy. Diversity of the Tooth Fairy. You can choose which Tooth Fairy you want.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you think your children would buy that? I mean, would...
No, these are all... Well, there's one that Andy might... Yeah. the pink one right here, I think she would go over well.
Oh, that's
she's cute.
That looks like Tinkerbell.
Yeah, so that's Tooth Fairy Was Here app.
Tooth Fairy
was here. It's 99 cents, but it's probably worth it.
And you can log on to our website at becauseisaidsoradio.com and check on the links section, and we'll have links for all these apps and all these great links so you can keep track.
Yeah, I just found another one, the Potty Chart, which is a potty training aid, and it sets up a reward system to encourage your toddler to use the toilet.
Oh, that's a whole other show right there.
I guess you could just turn to apps for pretty much anything. No?
Yes.
You of course.
For that.
Just there's an app for that.
I have a recommendation. I have a little baby toy app on my phone, which is very handy
when
the baby wants to play with the phone and you don't want them calling China. So this pops up on the screen and it just has little animal noises. You know, you click on the chicken, it makes
the
chicken noise.
That is so cute, Chris.
What's that called, Chris?
It's called Baby Toy. This is an Android phone. But it's very convenient because that way he can monkey around with the phone and he's not calling anybody. And the screen stays that way until you press a couple buttons, so he can't go to the phone page or go into your contact list or send texts or anything like that.
Because babies do want to play with phones. Yeah. They see them in your hands all the time and they want to
get them their own phone.
Try it out.
Their own fake phone.
One of the big game apps that the kids are playing is Fruit Ninja.
Yeah,
you guys all seen Fruit Ninja?
Slice the fruit.
Well, I thought it was funny because my kids, you know, 8 and 12, really liked the game. And then at work, there were some college students talking about how much they liked the game. I mean, literally, you're just slicing fruit. That's the whole game.
Yep, it is.
I don't get it.
They have it in arcades, too. Like in Ocean City, they have a big, huge screen where two kids can actually stand there and slice together. It's just slicing fruit.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
They could do that at home and then eat it, and that would be good on the Fujicade scale.
Yeah. I'm thinking it probably wouldn't shock you all to know that I have like a math app on my phone for my kids to practice their arithmetic. It's called Arithmetic, and you can set the setting and whether you want them to practice their addition or subtraction or multiplication.
So when they say, can I play a game on your phone, Mom?
I say, yes, you can. Division.
There you go.
That's good. I don't know if
that would go over well with my kids.
As long as they think it's a
Angry
game
Birds.
And that it's your phone, they would probably think that's pretty cool.
Yay, fractions.
Go ahead and visit our website, becauseisaidsoradio.com, for a list of all these apps. And also, you know, join us on our Facebook page, too, because we always do kind of put questions out there. When we know something we're going to talk about on the show, we want your input and we want you to share with us. Thanks for joining us here at Because I Said So. You've been listening to Because I Said So, a production of Delmarva Public Radio. For more information, including podcasts of this episode, visit us online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. Thanks to Anita Renfro for allowing us to use her song Momisms as our theme song. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Look for the lady with the red hot lips. I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom.